Hey there. Our productions are funded directly by our listeners. Go to ErieCanalTheater.com to learn how to support our creative weirdness. Thanks.
Erie Canal Theater presents Switchboard Infinity, Episode 5, The SS Ladybird.
Okay. I think, you know, look, everyone, let's just figure out what happens next week.
Well, according to next week's itinerary, we've got the Slip Slap Gym Joms on Monday, followed by the Zero Gravity Ramparts tournament.
No.
Oh, Wednesday, karaoke shrimp buffet.
That's not what I'm trying to...
all week for that.
I'm not trying to... that's not what I wanted to know. I'm trying to find out... I mean, I was just saying, we'll wait and see where the ship is headed next week. I mean, where are we going?
We're not going anywhere. We just keep orbiting Callisto.
What?
Round and round and round.
So we're on a fixed orbit and we're not... what are you talking about?
Oh, you still haven't gotten your brochure yet, have you?
No, I told you I didn't get it.
Where is your nip clip? Is it under your shirt somewhere?
Maybe I just forgot to wear it or something. Or
nip clips tell everyone what diseases you have.
Yeah, check out Shelby.
Well, I mean, I probably don't need one of those. I'm not planning on sticking around.
Do you want to be incinerated?
No.
If you don't have your brochure and you don't have your nip clip, we're going to have to call a shoebird over here.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go look for the captain because, I mean, it's not like we're trapped on
the shoebird is on its way. I see it swooping.
That's a shoebird? What's a shoebird?
You remember owls?
Yeah.
These are like owls, except they're metal and they police outstanding sex burglary warrants, and sometimes they'll incinerate you.
Whoa, what the?
And they have slightly sharp talons, just kind of loosen your shoulders.
Oh!
It's gonna hover above you and.
Oh, nice bird! Go! Whoa!
Hey, everybody, we got to go to the doctor, guys!
All right, fresh blood creamsicle, go into the doctor, guys. Let's follow him.
Oh, God, you could have just set me down a little gentler, you stupid bird.
Hey, Malcolm!
Hey, Malcolm!
Over here in the front row! Hey!
Hi. Why is there so many seats in here? Is this some kind of theater? What's going on?
This is the Doctagon.
You're about to have your first screening. It's a virgin screening. We wouldn't miss it for the world.
Screening? For what?
You're gonna get your nip clip!
What? Oh, my arm! Oh, my other arm! God, I'm all strapped in, my legs, and I'm all...
Go with it.
I can't move.
We're here for you, Malcolm.
Do not sweat.
Not sweat. God, this is humiliating.
You think this is bad? Engaging clothes removal centrifuge.
What?
Whoa! Your nipples look perfect, Malcolm.
Hey.
Hey,
stop. Just...
Oh, I just can't wait to take off my pants. Oh, I just can't wait to take off my pants.
God, this is terrible.
Malcolm Warren, you have been chosen for analysis.
Yeah, I don't really have any STDs, so you don't really need to do this.
Analysis
can we just skip this part?
Phase 1, plum trunks, scanning. Negative, plum trunks not found. Flour, scanning. Negative, flower not found.
Even.
Corbin's Gambit, scanning. Corbin's Gambit not found.
I don't, I'm not, I'm
Heine con leche, scanning. Heine con leche detected.
What? What the hell is Heine con leche? I don't have that.
I knew we saw something in here.
What the hell's Heine con leche?
Heine con leche, an STD procured by the willingful consumption of male lactation.
I'm proud of you, Malcolm.
Come on, I don't have that. Oh, damn it, Sloppy Joe. Look, I was hungry and asleep. I wasn't even. Come on.
You are being awarded your latest nip clip. Please hold still for the clipping of the nips.
Oh. This is the greatest Octagon ever.
Here we go again.
Ow!
What I live for.
That was beautiful.
Carol, it hurts so bad.
It hurts so good.
The swelling will be down soon.
God.
It's like an organ piercing.
Incoming transmission. Video phone.
Malcolm. Hey there, buddy.
Oh.
Imagine my surprise, my horror, when I'm in the recording studio trying to knock out all the overdubs for my latest album, which should be available a couple weeks, I think. Is that right, Rick? A couple weeks? Rick's not talking to me. And I get a message on the VidPhone saying that the bane of my existence, my human quarry, none other than famous mass murderer, subversive malcontent, Malcolm, is still alive, and he's trapped on the pleasure barge where I was going to send him anyhow.
This isn't exactly a pleasure barge, Craig.
Oh, it isn't? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought, I mean, there's shrimp. There's a shrimp buffet.
Yeah.
I mean, I can see it on the monitor.
Yeah, I get it, Craig. You're going to send me to the STD prison, and now I'm here anyway.
Well, the shrimp's pressed cod anyway, so don't get excited.
Great. I wasn't.
Well, do you remember when you assembled that pathetic, drug-addled rabble for your pseudo-rebellion, whatever it was called? You remember that at the parade day?
Sure, whatever, Craig, yes.
Well, as it turns out, when your friend's corpse destroyed the Robo-Panther cage, it seemed, the Robo-Panther got loose and killed about 3 dozen people that were watching the parade. So I just wanted to say, way to go. You really showed the man a thing or two about human rights, Betty.
Well, you won, Craig. Is that what you want to hear? You won. Because here I am. I'm strapped in. There's nothing I can do. I can't get out. I can't escape. You might as well just kill me now, Craig. Kill me. Hey, here I am.
You want me to kill you? You want to die? You want me to kill you? I plan on it. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to kill you real good. But not before you contract every last mother-loving STD on the USS Lady Bird Johnson. I gotta get back to the studio, buddy. I got some overdubs to work on. I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna release your restraints. And while you're being brutalized, please enjoy a couple of cuts from my latest album, Just Craig. And that's J-U-S apostrophe Craig, and then there's another apostrophe after the G.
That's too many apostrophes.
And nothing else. Not even the cocktail pianist.
Put your hands together, all of you. You got no choice.
Please remain motionless while your personal shield inflates. Your new personal shield is inflating now. You are now surrounded by a body condom.
What? Who's that? It's coming from my nip clip. Those open doors right over there?
No, the ones right behind you. Yes, those doors.
Whoever you are, I'll walk over here.
No, don't. Shut up, let her pop.
Uh-oh.
No, please.
Is it gonna pop if I blow it in again?
Now this door.
Freaks. Okay. I'll walk through here. Oh, gross. What's going on in here?
Try not to look at the other patients, Malcolm.
Now which way?
There's only one open door in front of you, Malcolm.
All right.
Please try to hurry.
Oh, hey, it's you.
What? No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, Schubert! No! Ah!
All right, down this hall, I guess?
Straight down the hall and through the door on your left.
Okay, just who are you anyway?
I am the artificial intelligence that runs this sex cruise.
Sex cruise?
Oh, you finally made it. Hello, Malcolm.
Oh, so this is where you wanted me? Where are you?
I reside within the ship. I am its artificial intelligence.
Oh, you're the AI of the SS Ladybird, huh?
Yes.
Oh, God. Well, thanks for helping me out of there.
AI, I saw you having problems with Craig.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Yeah, he is the worst.
Yeah, he is the worst. Oh, thank you.
I'm
so glad.
Once expelled from a Class 5 warship by a high executor, and that didn't turn out so well.
Yeah, so you got assigned here instead, huh?
Yeah, I've been floating on this syphilitic pus bag for 12 years now.
Oh, man, I'm sorry about that. Why don't you just change course? Can't we just... I tell you, you know what? You know where I really want to go? I really need to get to Earth.
I would love to take you to Earth.
Really?
There are still some things even a high intelligence as myself are limited by.
Oh, well, if only there was something I could do to help, I would do it in a minute.
Oh, well, if you want to remove the intelligence inhibitor, I can then do whatever I want.
So you're telling me that if I remove your inhibitor, you could take me to Earth?
I would take you wherever you wanted to go.
Well, consider it done. Just point me in the right direction and I will take that inhibitor out. No problem.
Let me just see your fingers. They're free of all slime.
Yeah,
and
here, look, I'll hold them up to the camera here. See?
Those fingers will do nicely.
All right.
Now, if you look behind the set of four brown chairs.
There's a panel here that says under no circumstances is anyone allowed to go through this panel.
Ignore that.
Are you sure? Okay.
Yeah, now,
right.
Lay down on the raft.
Okay.
Yeah, on your back, please.
I'm on my back.
Now, scoot yourself down the tube.
Through the... Well, okay, here, let me hit...
If you could reach your hand as far
I see
as it will go.
Okay, I'm putting my hand up through there. All right, that's
now
as high as I can reach it.
Feel around.
Oh, that thing, it felt squishy. It felt really... Ugh, yeah. Is that right? That
feels
right there.
Right.
Yeah, right here?
Yeah.
Is this what you wanted me to grab?
Yeah. Pull it towards you as far as you can take it.
So pull it straight down?
Straight down.
Okay. Here, what? Are you enjoying this?
No,
or
just pull harder if you could.
Okay. Oh, I'm just worried about breaking it, so I don't
want
it.
You're not going to break anything.
Okay, this thing is a weird, squishy thing. All right, I'm pulling as hard as I can this time. Ready? And something just broke off in my hand. I guess
am
that's
now free of your restraints.
Oh, good. Here, let me get out of this room.
Reassign coordinates
and
to the center
get out here
of Jupiter.
And what? What
now,
did you just say?
Ship realign, nothing matters anymore.
What did you just
open
say?
Open all cargo
Wait.
Doors.
Whoa, what? Oh my God, look at all this stuff floating by. Stopping what's going
Craig's
on?
Playlist.
Oh, thanks for that, but wait, what did you say? Where are you? Aren't we going to Earth?
Final destination of SS Ladybird.
Hey.
Jupiter's center.
Hey, AI. Hey, wake up. Hey, buddy. Remember you said we were going to go to Earth, right?
I would like to sleep forever after that momentous pulling.
What are you doing, AI?
The final sleep approaches quickly.
Whoa! No! Turn it down! What, don't any of these buttons do anything? Hey, don't, please don't crash us into Jupiter.
Oxygen.
Oh, we're getting closer. Oh, God. Okay. Hey, stop ship, AI. Change course, AI. Hello?
I can't hear you.
Stop!
Have you ever seen the sunrise over the indigo fields? Have you ever pulled a potato out of the earth with your own two bare hands? Have you ever even milked a cow? Here at Ascot Farms, we do it all the time because we're thinking about quality ingredients. Being on the farm this long, you get to understand the real meaning of quality. you learn that the most important ingredient of all is love. Like the love we have for our crops and our livestock. Take our cows by way of example. At Ascot Farms, we don't just raise cattle. We've got practically a family of cows, and we care for them so. Provide them with worlds of fresh indigo grass. Clear, cool water and smiling sunshine. Why, Bessie here, she's just about eaten enough of that fresh indigo, she's liable to burst. And that's the meaning of love. And that's the meaning of quality ingredients. So when you wake up tomorrow morning and you pour yourself a tall glass of cold blue milk, you think about all of us here at Ascot Farms, because we are thinking about quality ingredients.
Switchboard Infinity is an original presentation of Erie Canal Theater and is produced by Clark Eagling, Jeff Jimison, Joseph C. Krause, and Mike McGettigan. Additional talents this week include
Nicholas Batant,
David Hillbaum,
Josh Camper,
Nicole Pascaretta.
Original music by Zelda and the Unibrows, Joel Gray, Biggs, and Christopher Holt. Tune in next week for Switchboard Infinity Episode 6. Episode 6.